so much for joining me. First of all, tell me what you know about what happened with that supposed missile.
President Obama trying to start a war with Iran. The Pleiadians downed the missile harmlessly at sea, and then last night from San Diego, our government fired another ICBM at the Pleiadians this time. But the Pleiadians ships are able to change density and do all kinds of things that these guys on this planet have never imagined. And a rocket could pass right through them and not harm them. And plus, they can outrun it, too, if they wanted to just get out of the way. But it's really kind of silly to think that we can take on a race that's been around for many, many, many millions of eons longer than the reptilians.
And really briefly, Colleen, some people might not know exactly who the Pleiadians were. So why would President Obama want to fire an ICBM at the Pleiadians?
Because they're here to rescue the human beings who are being enslaved on this planet and forced into a paradigm of a super oligarchy that favors the Bilderberg Group and the Illuminati and is completely and utterly without any conscience towards the human beings whatsoever. They poison us deliberately in order for us to have to buy pharmaceuticals so that they can string our miserable little lives along on pharmaceuticals for the rest of our aging days. There's no need for us to be in the kind of physical condition that we are in. But they put chemtrails, in collusion with BP, British Petroleum, they put chemicals in jet fuel, and that jet, those chemicals end up getting sprayed in minute particulates that rain down on our food, on our crops, and in our water.
If you notice strange lights in the sky over the weekend, you aren't alone.
And you most definitely are not alone. Because you're with me. And I'm your host, DJ Catfish Rivers, the bottom feeder with flow. I take you down deep below, scrounge the sounds of the undergrounds for emerging artists and sunken treasures that have been long forgotten. And I hope that you like them as much as I do. And what you're listening to now is The River's Edge on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com. So turn on and tune in and visit us on the web at Spirit Plants Radio for schedules, playlists, archives, and more. And you can visit me at catfishrivers.com. You can also find me on Facebook, and I think somewhere lost in cyberspace I still exist on MySpace, and I'm on SoundCloud, and I'm on MixCloud, and you can even find my show on iTunes. So with that all said, sit back, put some headphones on, close your eyes, and let the river wash you away. And I'll see you on the other side of the river's edge.
Yeah. It's a mental joint where all the dopers hang out.
A mental joint? You mean like a mental hospital?
No, honey, where all the dope peddlers and all the pushers, everybody hangs out. It's a place where all the kids are potted when they go in and everything. But it's not called what you said, the American Dream.
Do you have any idea what it might be called, or more or less where it might be located?
Thank you.
fish, rivers, oh yeah. On Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world. At SpiritPlantsRadio.com. Turn on. Tune in. Before it's too late.
Thank you. candle, and I'm walking down a dark hall. The muggy air, things are screaming out of my sight. I could see the brightness I used to be. I'm tired of the dark. I'm walking down a hall with a candle. Inside my head, things are screaming out of my sight. Pull me through my
Shill. No, of course it's an excellent cover that he tells the truth. Obviously. How else would he get people to follow him? I mean, you think he'd be spitting out lies every single day and people would just believe him? No, people aren't that stupid. Although they are pretty close. He's not gonna come out and say it, but he does put it in symbology, guys. Because that's part of their whole gig, their whole method. They have to reveal it to you through their symbols, and if you don't pick up on it, that's your fault. And it is your downfall in the end if you can't see it. There was a book written by Michael Hoffman II called The Revelation of the Method, and he basically wrote about how they reveal themselves, how the Illuminati reveals themselves, and that is by putting their symbols out there, not only through symbols, but also through movies and music and other outlets. Their whole message is there if you just look and actually see. But if you don't
do anything about it, if you don't resist, and they tell you what's going on, like through the movie 1984 and the movie V, if you just keep going along with it, then they're free to take over, and they're free to use and abuse you. So, I'm just the messenger. I'm just giving you guys a warning. You can take it as fact, or you can blaspheme me. I don't really care. All I care about is getting this message out, or I'd have a guilty conscience. Also, let me see. There's another website I saved on the revelation of the method, and this is written a while ago, on ABC's reboot and reimagining of 1980s television miniseries V, and it's a clear, symbolic, and ritualistic manifestation of the revelation of the method used in popular culture by the global ruling elite. V stands for the extraterrestrial visitors that arrive on Earth in large spacecraft hovering over the main cities around the world, fixing mankind's problems with high technology with ostensibly honorable intentions, only to slowly reveal their true nature later. V presents a ghostly, subtextual narrative of partial concealment and potential revelations, the bipolar orientation, the double talk, the double mind, okay? The whole underlay of meanings which network beneath the narrative structure, the actual meaning underlying the apparent surface meaning, the emotion, the thought or intent underneath the overt words and actions, resounding and resonating into the subconscious, a mechanism used to further the psychological warfare on the populace, cloaked revelations designed to eventually demoralize and disempower the masses into a passive existence, archetypical signs and mythological symbols percolating into the psyche of the dreaming mind, facilitating the ultimate covert operation. The cryptocratic zeitgeist of pervasive convergence towards a new world order of the ages. The purpose behind the revelation of the method is the implied consent of the populace. If no resistance is raised when they reveal the truth, the cryptocracy is free to continue to follow the satanic precept, "Do what thou wilt" is the whole of the law. In other words, when the cryptocracy reveals their evil manipulations and the majority of people don't care, it's checkmate. Okay? And I think my favorite quote here is, it's not what you look at that matters, it's what you see, by Henry David Thoreau. Okay? They can throw these symbols at you all they want, alright? But chances of you seeing them are pretty slim. So, there you go. What are you gonna do about it? Are you just gonna keep watching Alex Jones? Let him sedate you with his entertainment? Let him call up the White House? Let him call up, cause a show for you? Cause a scene so that you can be entertained and feel like you're actually doing something? Because you and I both know, we're not doing anything.
And welcome back to the River's Edge. I've been your host, DJ Catfish Rivers, the bottom feeder with flow. You've been listening to Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at Spirit Plants Radio for schedules, playlists, archives, and more. And I would say, don't get too down on yourself for not doing anything. It's hard for any one person to change the world. And nothing lasts forever. I'd say the only thing you can change is the way you look at the world. And hopefully, that is enough. I love you all. and I hope we're here again next time together at the river's edge.
Beneath the starry sky we broke apart, our perfect systems thrown into the void. But even now my vestige of a heart remembers what ambition has destroyed. In our abstraction we shall shine more bright than all the living lovers of the earth, whose fragile forms face unremitting plight, and who in death are robbed of all their worth. Something is going to happen. Something is going to happen. Something is going to happen.